Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis along with the beautiful and very fit Andrea Donsky. And I work out like a maniac. I lift weights 3 times a week. I do Pilates. I walk. I swim. And yet I still have some chub, which I think is good. You know, it's normal to be a woman and have some chub. But sometimes I'm like, what is going on? I don't know if I can live any cleaner. Well, apparently there are chemicals in your house that are making you fat. So I'm going to blame it on that. We've got Lisa Barron back with us. Darn you chemicals. And she's going to jump right in and tell us all about this. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Now, we've all put on a clothing, you know, an article of clothing and asked our husbands, does this make me look fat?
Yeah.
But have you ever sprayed perfume and asked your spouse if that made you look fat? Probably
no,
not.
I don't wear perfume.
Neither. Well, neither do I. But, well, I wear natural essential oils. But nice. Regardless, these chemicals are wreaking havoc on our health and our waistlines. And we're not talking about food, although these chemicals can be in our food, but these are chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis that are basically keeping us overweight. And they're called obesogens. Very fitting. And they basically trigger our bodies to store fat, even though we might be restricting calories. So Lisa, you said you're eating good, you're working out, as we all are, and yet it's still not quite balancing the way it should be. Well, these chemicals do all kinds of crazy things to our body, including they literally increase, some of them increase the number of fat cells that we have. Other obesogens expand the size of the fat cells that we already have, and other ones can influence our appetite and our cravings and how full we feel after we eat and how our body burns calories. So as we all know, obesity is a global epidemic today. And today we've got 35% of adults and almost 17% of children between 2 and 19 years of age that are obese today. So this is a huge issue. And the food isn't quite adding up. Of course, we've got more junk food than we ever have and all these issues. But there's another hidden problem going on. And studies reveal that when they studied these obesogens, they found that this is everyone's being affected by these. So if you're naturally thin, if you're naturally like just a lean person, they found that these people are also being affected by obesogens. So it's not just people prone to gaining weight that are being affected. Now, these obesogens, just to kind of go over what they are.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
What are these things we need to know? They're dietary, pharmaceutical, and industrial compounds that are found in products that we eat and products that we use every day and products that are in our home. And basically, they can be found in our household dust. They're found in plastics. They're found in air fresheners. They're found in our fragrance, perfumes. They're found in pesticides, in the cookware we're using. They're found in furniture, electronics, fabrics, toys, food packaging, and the list goes on and on. And I'm going to go through 6 of the main ones with you and kind of tell you what they do and how to avoid them. But remember,
let's start with number one.
Okay, let's go with number one. Number one is BPA, bisphenol A. We've talked about that before. BPA is a hard plastic. It used to be used in baby bottles, but it's still used in hard, clear plastics. It basically makes plastic shatter resistant, and it's a chemical. And you'll find it in number 7 plastics. And so you do definitely want to avoid that. And also medical devices and in canned food linings, BPA in canned food linings, unless it specifies that they didn't use that. And cash register receipts, the thermal coating on the cash register receipts. So as you can see, BPA is all around us. We're exposed to it every day. They found in animal studies that the BPA increases insulin resistance. So it also reduces the number of fat cells in your body, but programs them to incorporate more fat. So there are less fat cells, but larger fat cells. This is a big problem. And they found that these chemicals are affecting people as early as the womb. And so if your fat cells are actually increasing, you know, at that age, you're going to have those fat cells throughout your life, and you're going to kind of always have a battle with that. The second one is phthalates, and I know we did a show on that before as well. Now, phthalates are chemicals that are used to soften PVC plastic. PVC is the plastic number 3, and that's polyvinyl chloride, otherwise known as vinyl. So think of anywhere you see vinyl. That would be your children's toys, maybe their lunchboxes, and definitely some of the back-to-school items. Shower curtains are a big place where you can find PVC. But also phthalates.
Even conventional hoses. I just
conventional
hoses.
That's right. I saw your video on that. And yes, very good point there. And it's hidden in our plastic world that we live in today, you know, PVC, because it made our life so convenient, but it's wreaking havoc on our health. And phthalates, going back to the chemical phthalates, they actually are used in fragrances, air fresheners, and even cosmetics. And what they do there is they help the fragrance to linger longer. So that's why I started off with fragrance. Now, what these phthalates do is they can lower testosterone and metabolism levels, causing you to gain weight and lose muscle mass. So these can, like, be basically thwarting your efforts at the gym. So you want to avoid phthalates. I'm a big proponent of, you know, avoiding all of these and really just look for, you know, avoid plastic whenever you can. And we talked about fragrance. Don't use synthetic fragrance, you know. What is it? 75% of synthetic fragrance has phthalates in it. So you want to look for either no fragrance or I did a great post on this with 7, non-toxic fragrance brands that you can use that use all essential oils. Then moving on to number 3 is, tributyltin and triphenyltin. And these are wood preservatives. They're also antifungals. They're used in textiles and industrial water systems. Basically, they were found to be used on the bottom of ships to prevent marine organism growth. And so they got into our waterways, these particular chemicals, these obesogens, and ultimately ended up back in the seafood. So when we eat a lot of fish, we can be getting high doses of exposure to these obesogens. You know, that goes back to, what's that?
I said it's so scary.
It's so scary, and no one's going to remember all these chemicals, so you just kind of have to remember the tips. In this particular case, you know, avoid, maybe limit your seafood. You know, we've got mercury and we've got other issues going on anyway. It always comes back to a plant-based diet, trying to stick mostly with, you know, fresh, organic, natural foods in that case. And then we have PFOAs. These are perfluorooctanoic acid. And what this is, basically a class of chemicals called PFCs. And these were used in nonstick cookware. We did a whole great radio show on that. Microwave popcorn, right. These are actually in food lining. So in the packages of pizza boxes and french fry bags, but also in our nonstick cookware. Not all of it, but the ones that are using PFOA, DuPont. And, these chemicals lead to obesity later in life, and they can also affect the thyroid gland, which, of course, regulates our hormones and controls our weight. So go back to stainless steel cookware, cast iron is great. If you're baking, you want to use glass and earthenware. And then we've got
number 5.
Number 5 is flame retardants, PBDEs. Now, if you have a mattress that was manufactured before 2005, chances are you've got PBDEs in your mattress. And UC Berkeley did a study and found these PBDEs, these flame retardants, are in the blood of 97% of Americans. Wow. They interfere with our hormone functioning, particularly the thyroid. We have so many people with thyroid issues. Well, these are all linked. These are all linked with our weight and our metabolism. So super important to avoid flame retardants. These can be in electronics, they can be in building materials, and they can be everywhere. And finally, pesticides. Yep, pesticides. You want to avoid toxic pesticides. They slow the thyroid hormone metabolism, and these end up back in our tap water. So it's super important to be filtering that tap water with a really good filtration system that's going to get rid of these chemicals.
Well, I think those are really great advice, Lisa, because at the end of the day, I mean, we can't control what's in a lot of the things, but we can control what we put in our body. And I think those are amazing tips and definitely the top 6 that we want to be staying away from. So thank you for being on our show today, Lisa. You can learn more about Lisa on her website at ronandlisa.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at ronandlisa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with the beautiful Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay away from those obesogens. Stay well.